This chazar zeichen shabach has a shang of Yehudim sechtes get in daf chav aleph. Zakhtig my Rava said if a man writes a get for his wife and gives it to his slave and then gives the slave to his wife as a gift, she acquires the slave and is then right away divorced. Fechmar, a slave is a mobile chotzer, it's a chotzer ma'aleches, through which an owner cannot make a kinyan, and therefore she should not be divorced by the get being in the slave's hand. Mar said the slave was stationary and therefore was not mobile. Fechmar, Rava said that anything that can move can't be coined as a chotzer, even if it's not moving at the time. Mar said the case is that the slave is tied up. In that case, he cannot move and therefore he can be koina as a chotzer. Zachmar Rava said, if a man writes a get for his wife and puts it in his chotzer and then gifted the chotzer to his wife, she's koina the chotzer and becomes divorced. Mar explains that this case and the last case of the slave are both needed. Why? If we would just say the case of the slave, we would say it only works in that case, because in the case of the chotzer, she will not be divorced maybe as a gzeira for a case where the husband puts the get in someone else's field and was which was then bought by or gifted to the wife. In that case, she's clearly not divorced because the husband has not given the get there. He does not even put it into her property, since at the time it was not her property. If we would only see the case of chotzer, we would think that in the case with the slave, she is not koina the get, even though he's tied up, as a gzeira for a case when the slave is not tied up. Therefore, we need both of these cases. Abai asked, we learned that a chotzer is koina from the halacha that her hand is koina. Based on that, the chotzer has to be like her hand in the sense that just as a get can be placed into her hand with her will or against her will, even bal korcha, so too a chotzer will only be koina if it can be done with her will or even bal korcha. Now, in Rava's case, which deals with the gift, the cases which deal with the gifts can only take place with her consent. If so, the case of chotzer is not like her hand, and should not act as a chotzer in that sense to be koina, and she should not be divorced with this method of giving her the get. Rav Simra Rashi said, we find the concept of a woman appointing a shliach to accept the get. Now, such a shliach can only be appointed with the consent of a woman, not against her will, and still she's koina the get. In this way, we see that using a method that cannot be done against her will does not make it that she cannot be koina. Abaye said it's not a good answer because shliach is not learned from her hand, and therefore it's not subject to the limits of having to be possible to be done against her will, and that's why maybe it's different. Mara said we can also say that shliach is to accept the get actually can be done against the will of the wife in a case where her father accepts the get for her when she's a ketana, since it can be done against the will. Maybe that's why it can work. Mishnah then said, Al ha'olo shel zayis v'chulu. We can understand why, if the get is written on the hand of the slave, the husband must give the entire slave to the woman, because he has no right to cut off the slave's hand. However, when it's written on the horn of a cow, why do you have to give her the whole cow? Why can't you just cut off the horn and give the horn to her? The pasuk says, v'kosav and then v'nosan, and it puts one next to the other to teach that there can be no action between the writing and the giving. This therefore excludes a case where something was written would then have to be cut off and only can then first be given. Why does Rav Yosef Lili hold that a get can't be written on a living creature or on food? It says, based on the price, it says the pasuk says that a get should be on a sefer, which means it should be written on parchment. The pasuk also says v'kos avla, which comes to teach it can be written on any substance. So what does the sefer come to teach? It's just like parchment is not alive and it's not food, so too it only may be written on things that are not alive and are not food. The Rabbanan say, if the pasuk would say bis sefer, in a sefer, then an echanami would teach like you say. However, since the pasuk just says sefer, it teaches that the words of the get must follow the basic formula that is taught. What did the Rabbanan learn from Vikasav? They use it to teach that a written get is the only thing that can be used to effectuate a divorce, and money can't be used to make a divorce. We would think that the hekesh of Havaya to Gittin teaches that just like money can be used for Kedushin, can be used for Gittin as well. The pasuk therefore teaches, no, money can't be used, it has to be a written document. Rabbi Yosef Lili learns this from the words sefer krizes. Only a sefer can do the divorce, nothing else. The Rabbanan uses it to teach that the divorce must create a full severance between them. If a condition is put into the get which makes her conduct herself in a certain manner but forever because of the first husband, it would not be a get. Rabbi Yosef Lili learns this from the pasuk, from the fact it says karis. It could have just said karis and says krisis. So that's why he learns that. But Rabbanan don't darshan this karis into krisis. Zuck, the next mishnah, a get may not be written on something attached to the ground. If a get is written on something attached to the ground and he then detached it, signed it, and gave it to her, it's valid. Rabbi Yehuda says the get is puzzled unless it's written and signed while detached from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir says a get may not be written on paper that was already erased or on diftera, or on which we could not tell if something was erased, because a get written on these things can be forged. Chacham say it's valid. How can the mishnah first say a get may not be written on while attached to the ground? And then it says, if it was written while attached, but it was signed afterwards when it was already detached, it's valid. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, the second part of the mission is discussing where the toirif of the get, meaning the essential part of the get, which includes the names, the date, the place, was left blank and then filled in when detached. This answer was also given by Rosa in the name of Ishaya and by Rabbi Bachan in the name of Yechanan. Based on this answer, the mission is following Rabbi Lotto, who says that Edom Asir Karti, Edom Asir are essential. The mission should be understood as saying that even the toifas of the get, meaning the non-essential part, should not be written when attached to the ground, as a gzeira that one may come to write the toirif, the essential essential part when it's attached as well. However, if the Taifas was written when it was attached to the ground, and then it was detached, and then the Iker part, the Taif, was written, and he gave it to her, but the evidence would be kosher. Shlokesh, the second part of the mission, is referring to where the entire writing was done when attached, but it was signed after being detached. According to this, the mission was following the view of Reb Meir, who says the witnesses signed on the get are the essential witnesses. The Mishnah should be understood as saying, we may not write the tariff of the get while attached to the ground, the gzeira, so that we not come to sign the get while attached to the ground as well. However, if it was written when attached and was then detached, signed and given to her, it would be valid. Zakti Gemara, if a get was written on the earthenware of a flower pot with a hole in it, meaning things planted in such a pot are considered to be attached to the ground, but still the get is valid. Why? Because you can simply take the pot and give it to her. If he writes the get on the leaf of the plant in such a pot, Abaye says it's valid because you can simply take the entire pot and give it to her. Rava said it's possible as a gzeira, so that he not rip off the leaf and give it to her, in which case it would be possible because then it was written and signed, whatever it was, when it was still attached, and he detached and then gave it to her, it would be a problem of ksiva and then asina.